At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, hey, what's up, friends, listeners, community? I hope you're doing okay over there, wherever you are in the world. I hope you are doing something for yourself. I hope you are setting goals, working toward those goals, overcoming whatever obstacles you encounter, you might encounter, I should say, although I'm pretty sure you're going to encounter some obstacles in life. Now, I got a great question today from a listener. They were actually asking about me, which I appreciate. I mean, I want to focus mostly on you and other stories that I tell, but this listener checked in to ask how my recent pandemic timing book launch went. And so I was like, what could I share about this that might have some lesson, you know, for our community so that it's not just about me? Well, short version is it was challenging. I experienced some variables that were totally unfamiliar to me, just like, you know, most of the world has been experiencing variables that are unfamiliar. And at the same time, I'm often talking about finding the opportunity in the midst of uncertainty. So of course, I have to be able to apply that encouragement to myself. So what did I learn from the launch of the Money Tree? What's next? How am I continuing to share the story and such? What can I take away from it? And how might this be applicable to something that you are going through, especially if you're trying to share a message with the world or if you're trying to build up a brand, a message, an intention, something to put out there, a product or a service, whatever it is. How do you capture someone's attention when everyone's attention is on a single other topic? That's what we'll talk about in this episode after this shout out to our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Michael, what's up? Thank you so much for listening in Sacramento, and thank you for asking as well. It's been an interesting experience for sure. It has been unlike any other book launch I've done. This is my seventh book, And I'm not totally sure what I wish I had done differently. Like, I wish COVID-19 hadn't arrived, you know, when it did. I wish it wasn't as widespread and as devastating. Of course, I wish that for lots of other reasons. But, you know, just to stay on topic with the question, you know, 99% of the media was focused, you know, has been focused entirely on one subject, right? And much of my audience, my community, was locked down in different parts of North America and beyond. And of course, I'm still able to speak to people virtually, digitally, such as I'm doing here and in other forms. But not being able to go on tour was discouraging. I tried to reframe it a little bit and say, well, you know, if I had the choice, I would have done, you know, I had this really big tour I was planning to do, like 40 cities in North America to start. You know, and if I had a choice, I would have done that. But since I couldn't, I decided to say, okay, I'm going to show up in whatever form, however I can. You know, I'll do as many interviews as I can. I will do as many live streams. I will speak to groups, you know, all over the world on Zoom and other platforms. So, you know, pretty much every day for the past, I don't know, 8 weeks or so, I forget exactly how long it's been, I've done at least two interviews, you know, often several, for groups all over the world. And these have been in a variety of formats. And sometimes we've had, you know, a couple of thousand people on the calls, which is cool. And other times it's also cool to have like 50 or 100 people, because you can actually have a little bit more, you know, community and such there. So that's been, you know, good and bad and all the things. I've also had some other challenges with like Amazon availability. For the first 2 weeks that the book was out, which is a really critical time, Amazon was saying like, it's not going to ship for 30 days or whatever, because they're prioritizing essential supplies. Now, I totally understand, you know, prioritizing essential supplies. What they were doing though, is they were actually shipping out pretty soon afterwards. But I think my suspicion is people don't buy stuff. Like, if it says it's not going to go out for 30 days, people are like, oh, I'll check back later, essentially. So I think that was definitely an issue, international distribution, et cetera. What I'm finding overall, like my number one takeaway in talking with my editor about it and some other folks, I really believe this is a book more than some of my others that will spread and reach more people if real readers talk about it. Like, if real people engage with it, like I'm seeing it actually has a much deeper emotional connection with readers than some of my other books. So it's just a question of like, how can we get that out to more readers? Like, how can we have more readers have that experience? Because ultimately, even though it's a story, The Money Tree, I used a fictional parable format. But, you know, in the end, it's about helping people with financial security, helping them understand that there is something you can do for yourself, et cetera. So I mean, I guess that's the bottom line. You know, I'm still going with it. I'm still talking about it wherever I can. I hope that it's something that will serve a lot of people in the long run. So if you like it, Michael or anybody else, tell your friends. Again, the book is called The Money Tree. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, because you've been busy, I understand, do so. And I really do want to reach a lot of people with it. I believe it's relevant for anybody who's trying to figure stuff out in this new economy. So we will see how it continues to go. But that is the short answer, the trial and error, the ups and downs, success and failure, in response to Michael's question. All right, if you have a question of your own, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects, as they navigate tough times, and hopefully come out ahead, albeit with some adjustments along the way. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure you're subscribed. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.